أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد،
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. It is a continuation, and it is a great blessing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He had given us the opportunity to sit down and talk and discuss the lights of the words of the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran is a guide, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it in many places. The Holy Quran is the one that is an enlightenment. Our hearts. Before I start by Surah Al-Fatiha, what does Al-Quran mean? Al-Quran means a book that you should read. Quran. Qara'a. Yaqra'u. Quran. A book that should be read. A reading book. Sit down and read as much as you can. Which is one of the beauties of Islam. The first word that came down upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa al. After, now according to the dispute, some they say after Al-Fatiha, was the word Iqra'. Beautiful. See how much Islam puts emphasis on knowledge. The tool to that knowledge, or one of the major tools to that knowledge, is Iqra', is Qira'a, is reading. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought that word as the beginning and the opening of our faith, our beautiful faith. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم القلم. The one that he taught you how to write with a pen. Ya subhanallah. This is the beauty of our faith. Puts the emphasis on knowledge. And the more knowledgeable you are in this field, the fields of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you will be. Why? Because you will know, have the knowledge of Allah. The reason why people don't have the awe and fear of Allah, because they don't know Him. And when you don't know someone, you know, you don't have the eyes to see His beauty. Allah is beautiful. How would you see that? You gotta learn. And the more you learn, the more your fear and awe of Rabb al-Arbab, our beautiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started the word, or the Fatiha, with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That really brings a question. Why with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is this name that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to start with? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah, with the name of Allah. Now, I usually tend to say with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, versus saying in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word ism is coming from the word of Arabic sumu, from the height. Anything that is high is called sama in Arabic. Sky is called sama. If you go up from that point, it's called sama all the way to al-lawh, al-kursi, al-arsh, and just go higher and higher and higher. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us to begin the things with His names. In another verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءِ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the most beautiful characteristics, in which it's called Al-Asma Al-Husna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have bad names. Sifat Allah al-thubutiyya. We may get a little bit into the characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sifat salbiyya, negative characteristics. What are these negative characteristics? Negative characteristics means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not. What is Allah is not? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a liar. Right? That's a negative characteristic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a cheater. We never cheat anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never a deceiver. Allah doesn't need to do these things. These are the characteristics of a weak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a weak existence to do these things. Why do some people cheat and connive and deceive? Because they're weak. And they think by doing that they'll strengthen themselves. The weak person may think that, well, if I had the opportunity, I'd go ahead and oppress. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not an oppressor. Why? Because He's not a weak existence. So these are negative characteristics, which means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not these. And in Arabic it's called Sifatillah As-Salbiyya Yuslab min Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This has been taken away from Allah. Allah is never this. And from that token, we say Subhanallah. Subhanallah from being a liar. Subhanallah from being a deceiver. Subhanallah from Allah astaghfirullah being a thief. Or any other humanly characteristics that we do. But Allah is not these. What Allah is called Sifatullah al-Thubutiyya, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Himself. And if you read Dua al-Jawshan al-Kabir, you see that most of his beautiful names has been written there, including the compound, like Ya Jaleesa Man La Jaleesa Lah, or the one that when you're lonely, he's right next to you. Beautiful word. If you go and you tell these to a person who is in the hospital, say, remember, one of Allah's names is Jaleesa Man La Jaleesa Lah, Habiba Man La Habiba Lah, Mu'nisu Man La Anisa Lah. It's beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has these beautiful things. You could think about these things. So these are Sifatullah al-Thubutiyya, whether it's Rahman, Rahim, Wadood, you know, just read the Asma'illah al-Husna, or read Dua al-Jawshan al-Kabir. All of these names will be surrounded to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all of these good names. As-Samu, which means height. So if it is Samu, and if it is height, it is loftiness, then we should call Allah by these lofty names. And having said that, each one of these names, matter of fact, has a characteristic. Maybe as we go along, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the blessing to sit down and give the characteristics of each name. The word Wadud, the word Alimul Ghayb, the word Rahim, the word Rahman, the word Razzaq. What does it do to a person if we start saying them over and over and over? How many are we supposed to be saying them per day? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will have the effect of that name upon ourselves. Al-Mu'izz, for instance, and so forth. And as I said, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, Bi-Ismillah. So, if you want to call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, call Him with His name. Don't go directly to His name. Start with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At certain places, you go directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially when you seek refuge. When you seek refuge, you are not in a state of mind that you need something in the matter. You got to go directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For instance, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Why? Because shaitan is an inner enemy. You don't see him. A human being is somebody you see. If he's coming with a piece of stone and he wants to hit you, you see that. You can defend yourself. But shaitan comes from within. He comes with a waswasa, with whispering, and sometimes khunus, he throws an idea and he runs away. That's what khunus is. You know, and I see that even sometimes you see that in TV. Is it? If there was a God, where is he? And that's it, and he takes off. And you see that in television, some people do that. If there was a God, where is he? You know, which sometimes, although some, a lot of people, they get affected by this kind of a throwing idea and running away. But I truly think it is very stupid. If there was someone, you should take this person. He said, Mr. or Madam or Miss, or whoever you are, tell me. You're saying, where is he? Where have you been? Have you been to the moon? And you looked around the moon and you saw God is not there, as one of the Russian engineers said. Have you been to the Mars? And you looked every inch of that Mars and you said, God is not there. Well, let me kind of go deeper a little. Have you been to the sun? Can you go to the sun and search inside the sun and tell me that, well, now listen, I went and I searched every inch of that sun and I didn't see God there. Astaghfirullah, that is. So therefore, he's not there. You know, a smart person wouldn't say, where is he? As if he had searched this humongous cosmos with billions of galaxies and billions of stars in which they have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of planets, each galaxy, you know, and he went and he searched every little inch of that planet and then he says, I'm sorry, I didn't see God. As if a person went into a house and he searched every location, every room that it has, inch by inch, and he said, I'm sorry, I didn't see, for instance, Urano that was there. Yeah, subhanAllah. So, we should think deeper when shaitan comes into the picture. So therefore, once we want to seek refuge to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say, A'udhu Billah, a direct connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the shaitan. But when we go to Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we're going to seek the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to satisfy, to see what we need. Allah bi ism, he said, with the name. Ba is half jar, ism is majrur with the bar. And then what? Then Allah. It says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the word Allah for himself. That's why in the Holy Quran he said Allah. What does Allah mean? And what this name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows as the letters. Now first, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is Alif, Lam, Lam, Ha. Allah. If you take the first letter off, it still refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, take the letter A, Alif off, it becomes Lillah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called himself Lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. For instance. So, if you take the first Lam off, still, yes. If you cut it up, in other words, it still refers to Allah. Lillah. You take the second lamb of still will refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Lahu, and he called himself Lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Lahu, right? If you take the second lamb of and you put alif lam ha, it becomes ilah. And ilah was previously being called ilah, and then he became Allah, the al, he became Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sif refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al ilah, he is. La ilaha illahu. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sif refers to. If you even take the second lam off, you take one alif, the alif off, the second lam, the first lam of the second lam of, and you leave only the ha, still it is what we call in the Arabic dhamir huwa, who, Allahu la ilaha illa hu. It is that secret he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what does it mean? Allah means that puzzling existence that no one can ever reach, called muhayyir al-uqul. The word Allah means muhayyir al-qulub wal-absar. That's what it means. You know, just like sami' means the hearer, basir means the seer. What does Allah mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means muhayyir al-uqul. Who really can sit down and comprehend even a portion of Allah's kingdom? And I didn't say Allah, Allah said Allah's kingdom. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, in a hadith, when he saw a person was complaining, saying that I don't know where God is, he said, what would you comprehend? Do you comprehend anything? He said, let me tell you. Do you know what is death? Death is a creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. Right? الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ. Do you know what death is? What is death? Is the death something that comes with the embryo, for instance? Because sometimes the embryo comes out dead. How could he be dead over there? Is dead something that sneaks in from somewhere? You see? So this means that if somebody did not want to die, he wanted to run away from dead, for instance, and he knew he would, where he will come in, he will put himself in a iron box, iron container, steel container that does not have the smallest hole. So this means that the person may not die. Astaghfirullah. Truly, what is death? Is it with it? Is it without it? Where does it come from? Where does it go? So if you cannot comprehend death, how can you comprehend the creator of the death? If you cannot comprehend infinity, just try to sit down and try to imagine a limitless issue. You cannot. You may imagine it in sections. So how can you not be able to imagine or comprehend these issues that are creatures? And you say, I can comprehend Allah. That is why Allah's name is Muhayyir, puzzling existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Yes, subhanallah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after Bismillah, he put himself as Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Insha'Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. We will discuss that in the next session. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.
صلي على محمد وآله.